ओम नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समान्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीयप्रवेशाय लघुसिद्धान्तकौमुदीम्। नमो नमः। Give me a second. One second, okay. The date today is 11th. Ninth was today's 9th is Sunday. 9th we didn't have a class, right? Sunday, yeah. Sunday no class, right? You had an online class? No, no class, okay. Okay. Boom. सिद्धिस्साध्ये सतामस्तु प्रसादात्तस्य धूर्जटेः जाह्नवी फेनलेखेव यन्मूर्ध्नि शशिनकला। वेलकम बैक। आई थिंक देयर वाज अ क्वेश्चन ऑन by Sarah. So we'll start with that first. The question was on the WhatsApp. Was it? Yeah. The question was, if Gunavat is the Pratipadikam of Gunavan. So Gunavan, we said earlier, is the declined form, Shabda. And the Pratipadikam for that is Gunavat. So the question that is asked is, if Gunavat is the Pratipadikam of Gunavan, it includes Matu Pratyaya. See, the way you know that it's Matu Pratyaya is once you learn Matu Pratyaya, you will be able to recognize it. What is Matu Pratyaya, right? I have told you, every Pratyaya, you should ask three questions. Kaha Pratyaya, Kebhyaha, Kasminarthe. What is the Pratyaya? What will you apply the Pratyaya? And in what meaning you will apply the Pratyaya? So Matu Pratyaya is called Matvarthya Pratyaya. In the meaning of you have something, to have something, to own something. Okay, this is a matvarthya pratyaya. So, okay, that's not the question. The question is, where would I find it in Shabda Manjari? The Shabda Manjari does not tell you matu pratyaya. The Shabda Manjari may not even tell you how the prakruti pratyayas are formed. The question is probably not about the matu pratyaya. Question is, where in the Shabda Manjari I will find a form which is Gunavat, right? You want to look Gunavat, how do you find? So first of all, what you have to do is that you may not find all the words here. Okay? You will not find all the words here. Because if you have to find all the words in Shabda Manjari, the Shabda Manjari will be like infinite. Remember I told you starting in the first class that namas are infinite. If namas are infinite, the number of pages will be infinite. So what Shabda Manjari does, you know, Shabda Manjari does the declensions of the most common words as is done by Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi. Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi is a text which is for Panini, and in that text all the Shabdas are done. So what he does is that most of the prominent Shabdas of Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi, he puts them into Shabda Manjari. Okay, so there is a method to this madness. Then if your Shabda is Gunavan, okay, now you know briefly, approximately, that it is from Gunavat. You know that. Chita Takaranta Shabda. Takaranta Shabda. Then if you look up, go to Halanta Prayoga. Halanta Prayoga would be after the Ajanta Prayoga. In the Halanta Prayoga, Halanta Pumlinga Prakana. Okay. Because the feminine Gunavan would become Gunavati. Okay. So there's something happening there. So in Gunavati, there is nothing, the masculine, when you say Gunavan, we know it is masculine. How we know? By the usage we know. Bhagavan, masculine. Okay. So you know it is Gunavat. Now having heard this, you will always see this. Balavat, Balavan. Gunavat, Gunavan. Bhagavat, Bhagavan. Okay. But if it is not akaranta, if it is di, then you don't say divat, you say dhimat. Matu pratyaya becomes dhimat. But the form will be dhiman. There are two forms there. One is when it has makara in it, one when it has vakara in it. So dhimat will become dhiman. Gunavat will become gunavan. Okay. So you look at takaranta shabda, because gunavat is takaranta shabda. You look at marut shabda. Okay, Marut, this is a different type of Shabda. Takaranta Pumlinga Shabda is a different type of Shabda. It's not like that Vatup Shabda. Matup, Vatup Shabda. Okay. Then you look up Pachat Shabda. Pachat Shabda is another type of Shabda. The Matup is a raw. You know, what do you mean by raw? Raw means the base Takaranta Shabda. Whereas you will find that this Pachat Shabda is from a pratyaya called Shatru. Shatru pratyaya. Chatru pratyaya makes pachat. Pachat, gachat, you know. You follow? So those type of words are there, which are ending in at, which are present continuous tense. Okay, chatru pratyayas are present continuous tense. So these words are there. Then you look up pachat shabda. This also doesn't seem like it. Okay, then you come up here. Oh, this is what it is. Dhimat. Dhiman. Okay, this sounds something similar to what we want. Takara becomes nakara and an comes in. Okay. So similarly, he says what? Evam buddhimat. So buddhiman. Evam dhanavat. So dhanavan. Evam krutavat. So krutavan. Evam bhagavat. So bhagavan. Yavat. Yavan. Tavat. Tavan. Kiyat. Kiyan. Iyat. Iyan. Prabhutayaha. Okay. Maghavat. Shabdo api. Evam eva. Maghavat also. Magavan. Okay. So he gives the Shabda. So looking at this, you will know, oh, I have to come here in this section and then form the word. So I hope, Sarah, I answered your question. That was your first question. Then there was second question was, even though I installed Golden Dict on my Mac and have used it to look up a few Paradipadikams, I can't get it to work reliably as the security features of the OS are requiring a reinstallation of Golden Dict for each lookup. I think we have to see what security issues are. You please bring the computer to me, and then when we have some time, we will look at it. Right? It is not something that we will be able to debug online. Okay, any other questions here before I proceed?
Yeah, on the dictionary, okay. I was wondering if we can have some time, either in the hall or on remote, to some tips on installing it and also usage, you know, how to use it.
Okay. Oh, this is this Sunday. We will try to do it on the Sunday.
Thank you.
The dictionary, we'll try to do it on Sunday.
Thank you.
Or we will do it after the camp also, we will continue. We'll continue somewhere, sometime I will do it. I want to give you a sufficient introduction to the dictionary, but we will try to do it sometime this week itself, okay? Maybe by Sunday or something like that. Okay. No worries.
Thank you.
Any other questions? You can just give it to her, that's fine.
This Sunday, third Sunday.
This is third Sunday, is it? Yeah, okay. So this is third Sunday, then maybe we'll do it next Sunday. We'll do it. One of the days we will do it. Okay, any other questions? Yes. There's one question here coming up.
Is there any
sort of
maybe online or something?
Shabda Manjari? I would say go on it on its own and create your own index. Right? It is not to, if you go in the front, there is a content of Chandramanjari, and that content is good enough. But you can actually create an index. One of our friends online, what they've done is they've taken all the shabdas and put it into an Excel sheet and the page number against that. And then what they had done also was that they did a sorting of that Excel sheet. So now the search becomes easier. But then you need to know what you're searching for. Okay, so if you go through the book, you will be able to search for it. Hmm? If I get my hands on it, on that Excel sheet, I will provide. But otherwise, it's very easy for you to make the index. Any other questions? You good? Okay. So in the last class, we were looking at yasya kasya prasutaha. Prasutopi gunavan pujyate naraha. Danurvamsha vishuddhopi nirgunaha kinkarishyati. There is one thing that you need to learn here. Kim karishyati. Okay. Kim Karishyati. This Kim Karishyati, right? That you have this form Kim Karishyati. And we said when Padanta Makara is there, it becomes Anuswara. Padanta Makara becomes Anuswara. Okay. So when Padanta Makara becomes Anuswara, it becomes like this. When a hal follows. When a hal follows, Padanta Makara becomes Anuswara. So it becomes what? Kim Karishyati. Okay. Now, Anuswara, whenever you have an Anuswara, and it is followed by one of the mutes. Okay. Let's say Anuswara is followed by one of the mutes. Then the Anuswara can be changed to the nasal that corresponds to the mute. Okay. And I will tell you what do I mean by all that. And this change at the end of the pada is optional. Okay. So we know that the kantya are ka, kha, kha, ga, gha, nga. You see that? Okay, so this Kim Karishyati can optionally be changed as Kim Karishyati. The other option is you keep the Anuswara as it is. Okay, this is if Anuswara. If Anuswara is at the end of the pada. So Kim is a pada. So at the end of the Kim pada, you have Kim. You follow? If this Kim becomes Anuswara. Okay, so Kim becomes Anuswara. That rule you know. This Anuswara, if it is coming at the end of the pada, then optionally it can become like the nasal of what follows. Okay. So suppose if I had Kim Tat. Okay. Kim Tat. Then it become Kim Tat. Right? You will make it into Anuswara. But that Anuswara can optionally become Kim Tat. Now why did I become Nakara? Because Takara is a dantya following. Then Anuswara will become a dantya nakara. Okay? Are you okay with this? Okay. The same thing. If Anuswara is inside the pada, if anuswaraha happens to be inside the pada. Okay, one second. My example book is not here. I have to figure out an example. Hold on, give me one second. I'm trying to get some more example. Okay. So let's say you must have seen this word Shankara. Shankara. Okay. So Shiva. Basically, one word for Shiva is Shankara. They say Sham. Sham means Sukham. Shanti and Sukham is called Sham. So Sham Karoti, it is Shankara. One who brings the Shanti, right? One who brings that happiness is called Shankara. So that Shankara becomes, it comes like Sham Karoti, Sham Karaha. Okay. Now, this Sham Kara, there are two rules, by the way. If it is, what we have said is that, let us see, okay. Let me give you some rules. Anuswara, let us do the Anuswara forming rules. Anuswara forming, formation rules. How does the Anuswara get formed? Give me one second. I'm just trying to get you the some more examples. Kinchit Shamyatam. Sutra Patha 8.3.24 Naschapadantasya Chali. So the sutras are 8.3.23 and 8.3.24. 78. One second. Okay. We are good. So if you have put a chat there, I would not. Shabda Manjari itself in Manjari. Sheetalji, I don't know whether what you're trying to say. Okay. So, first sutra, what is the Anuswara phonic sutra? First sutra that we know is that a padanta means padasya anta padanta. Pada means suptigantam padam. Something that is subanta or something that is tinganta is a pada. And padasya anta means the ending of the word. Okay. So padanta makara means what? The makara that is at the end of the word. So let's say if I had a shabda like mam. How many makaras it has? Two makaras. Okay. So padadi makara, this makara is padadi makara. This makara is padanta makara. You follow? So what is the meaning of padanta? Padanta means padasya anta padanta. Vedasya anta vedanta. Okay. So padasya anta padanta. The end of the pada. So padanta makara, when it is followed with hal, okay, the padanta makara becomes anuswara. The hull will remain as it is. Okay, this we have learnt, have we? So this is your sthani. This hal is your nimitta. Whereas this anuswara is what? Is your adesha. Okay? This is anuswara forming rule. What is this? 8, 3, 23. Mo anuswara. This we have known, right? When I taught you this one rule only. Harim, example, Harim Vande. Okay, so Vande, it's Atmanepadi. Okay. Atmanepadi Uttama Purusha Ekvachanam. Aham Vande. I salute, I bow. Aham Vande. Vandate, Vandete, Vandante. Vandase, Vandete, Vandadve. Vande. Vandavahe, Vandamahe. Next time I say Vande, you should immediately say all these. Vandate, Vandete, Vandante. Vandase, Vandete, Vandadve. Vande, Vandavahe, Vandamahe. You follow? So Vande is Uttama Purusha Ekvachanam. Lat Lakara, Uttama Purusha Ekvachanam. Which means I salute. Since Uttama Purusha Ekvachanam, it is I, Aham. Aham Vande. Okay, I salute. Who do you salute? I salute Hari. Then a Hari becomes the object of salutation, of the action to salute. Hari becomes object. And Karmani in Kartari Prayoga, the Karma becomes Dvitiya Vibhakti. Karma becomes Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay, you follow? Karma becomes Dvitiya Vibhakti. So Harihi, Hari, Harayaha, He Hare, He Hari, He Harayaha, Harim, Hari, Harin. So Harim, right? So Harim Vande. So, Aham Harim Vande. This Padanta Makara, when it is followed by an Anuswara, by a Hal, sorry, Vakara is a Hal, then it becomes Harim Vande. So, you go to different parts of how the Parampara, I think Parampara, I'm using the word, but how they learn on how to chant and how to say it. Some people will say it's Harim Vande. Okay, some people will say, some people will say it as what? Harim Vande. Okay. Harim. Hari. 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 Harim Vande. So there are two ways of it. This Anuswara becomes like the latter. The Vakara is a nasalized Vakara that comes there. Harim Vande. But let's keep that aside. So this is a rule where Padanta Makara becomes an Anuswara when a Hal follows. Okay. Hal follows. So Mataram Vande. Mataram Vande will become what? Mataram Vande. Mataram. Like Vande Mataram. Okay. Pustakam Patati. The book falls. Pustakam. Pustakam Patati. This is Anuswara. Okay. But remember that a Hal should follow. Shatrum, Shatrum Jayati. Shatrum Jayati. You see, when a Hal is following, the Padanta Makara is become Anuswara. But what happens if Hal doesn't follow? Tam agachati. Now, is not a hal. Okay, you become what? Tam agachati. Typo there. Tam agachati becomes tam agachati. You have to say like that. Don't say tam agachati. Say tam agachati. You see the difference? When you read also, the sandhi has to be done. When you do the sandhi, don't sandhi, because you know the words are there. Shatrum jayati, tamagachati, tam agachati. Don't do it as tam agachati. Do it as tamagachati. The a, you join it with makara. Okay. Yam rushim. Yam whosoever, whichsoever, Rushyam. Okay, becomes what? Yam Rushyam. These are examples where you have, you do not have the hal following, because hal doesn't follow, the makara does not become an anuswara. For makara, padanta makara to become an anuswara, the hal should follow. I cannot, the hal must follow. Hal must follow. That's why at the end of the word, you will never, at the end of the sentence, you will never have an anuswara. You should not have an anuswara. Okay. Then, one more rule. There's another rule, which is an extension of this rule, 8324. What this says is that, okay, this says that if at all you have an appadanta, now we changed it. Earlier we said padanta. Now we are saying if at all you have an appadanta nakara or appadanta makara, and we have extended it to both nakara as well as makara, right? And if it is followed with a jal, ayun rulru keong ayav chayavarat lan yamagananam javai ghadadas. Okay, so javai, fourth, ghadadash, jaba ghadadash, three, kapha chatata, two, chatatau kapai, one, shasasar hal, the sibilants. Okay, so whenever you have C4, column 4, column 3, column 2, column 1, or the sibilants, if they follow, that is a jal. Okay, you remember what is jal? Ayun rulru keong ayav chayavarat lan namaganam jabhai ghadadash jaba ghadadash kapha chatata chatatau kapai shasasar hal. That becomes jal. Okay, so that is a non-vowel. Okay, non-vowel. Non-semi-vowel and non-nasal. When it follows what? Apadanta. Now we are talking about padanta. What is apadanta? Somewhere in the middle of the pada. You remember shantihi? Shantihi. Okay, so shanti is what? Shakara, akara, nakara, takara, ikara. Okay, so there the nakara is in the middle of the word. It is not at the end of the word. Padanta is at the end of the word. Now, apadanta means somewhere in the middle. It could be at the beginning also. Okay, it could be at the beginning also. But don't worry about the beginning. Like anuswara. The anuswara means it is always following a swara. Okay, anu means paschat, after. Swara means after a vowel. The sound that sounds like something following a vowel. Okay, that sound is called anuswara. So this anuswara in shanta. Here the example I'm giving you is where nakara is not a padanta nakara. Okay, not a padanta nakara. Let me give you some other examples also later. But when you have this non-padanta nakara is followed, or a non-padanta makara is followed with a jal, then that non-padanta makara becomes an anuswara. Becomes an anuswara. Okay, you can see that anuswara. Okay, what about the jal? The jal will remain as it is. Okay, are you guys following this rule the way that I'm typing it? Are you following it? Everybody here following the rule? Here, what have we done? This is your sthani. Sthani means where the modification happens. This is your adesha. Adesha means the modification that has come. Adesha is in brace bracket. I will always follow the same method, the same convention. Okay, so that you never get confused. Always convention is that whenever there is an adesha, it is in brace bracket. Whenever sthani is there, usually we also underline the sthani. Oh, this is a sthani. Let me underline the sthani. This is also sthani. Sthani is underlined. Okay. Nimitta, sometimes you put it in square bracket, sometimes you can put it in round bracket also. Round bracket, if you put it round bracket, it will be like this. Nimitta. Okay. Let us form new terminology. Okay. Will that confuse the next person who looks at it? Doesn't matter. There, this notes always go with the class recordings. So you can refer to the notes after you have gone through the class. But otherwise, if you just look at the class, you will not know. So let me put here, right, a statement. A padanta makara, when surely means always, okay, is followed by a hal consonant, then it gets replaced with an anuswara. Okay. A non padanta nakara or makara, when is followed by a jhal letter. Jhal means consonant. It is column 4, column 3, column 2, column 1, and a sibilant. Not and or a sibilant, because only one character can follow, right? You cannot have two characters following. Two characters are following, but one after the other. Two characters at one time cannot follow. Okay. So, or a sibilant. When one of the jhal letter is following, okay, it gets replaced with an anuswara. Okay, let's see some examples on this one. Okay. One example would be Yasham, Yashan, and Yashan, Yashan, and C. What is Yashan and C? Don't worry. This C happens to be some pratyaya, because it's inside the word. It's inside the word Yashan C. The pratipadikam is Yashas. If you look at Sakaranta, Yashas pratipadikam. Okay, Yashaha, Yashasvi, Yasham C. If you look at Napumsakalinga, neuter pratipadikam, sakaranta neuter pratipadikam, manas, manasi, manamsi. So this becomes what? Yashan plus C. Now Yashan plus C, that C is not the whole together is a word. Yasham and C, the whole together is a word. So this is not, the sakara is not at the end of the pada. Even the nakara is also not at the end of the pada. Okay, this whole together is a word. You follow? This whole together is a word. That is possible only when Yashan and C is a pratyaya. Okay. Or sometimes inside the samasa also that happens, right? Between two words, the samasa also. It's not at the end of the word. So here, if it is not at the end of the word, then the padanta nakara will become anuswara. Yashan, Yashan C. Okay. Let's see another one. Akram, and there's a pratyaya called syate. Some atmanipadam pratyaya. Sya, syatasi ruto, so lutlakara. Akram syate. Okay. Again, it is not at the end of the pada because it's a single word. It becomes akram syate. Padanta makara becomes anuswara. The first one, the nakara, yashansi, the padanta nakara becomes an anuswara. The second one, the makara becomes anuswara. Okay, you will see something. Yadi manyase, man yase. Okay, manyase, man plus yase. You follow? Man plus yase. Ya is yak. Okay, atmanepadi, right? Se. So man yase, it will remain man yase. No anuswara. Why? Because yakara is not a jal. This example, yakara is not a jal. You following, Amma? Okay. Huh? I'll come to that. Okay. That's a very nice example. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. It is 8324 and 8324. Okay. Let's see some other example. Like gum and yase. Gum, yase. Okay. I'm giving you example which are negative example. Gum, yase. This example is where the makara is not padanta, but yakara is not a jal. It is not a jal. You will not get. Han dhatu. Han, yase. Okay. So, if you look at some more examples, right? Payan si. Okay. Nam plus syati. Okay. Nam plus syati. Nam syati. Okay. Payan plus si. Because what? Payan si. Some more examples. Okay. Why all this? Right? Why all this? All this because of the next rule. Somewhere in the 8-4, there's a rule. 8-4-58 or something. Okay. Now that I'm giving you numbers, I might as well give you the right one. 8-4-4-58. Yeah. 8-4-58. There is to be a rule. Okay. If at all you have an anuswara, if at all you have an anuswara, okay, it doesn't want to behave like the other one. If at all you have an anuswara, okay, and that anuswara is followed by a yai, you know, yai is a nimitta. What is a yai? Okay, let us do what is a yai. Yai means haya varat, right? Haya varat. Varat lan. Okay. Nya, 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 ma, na, na, nam. Javai. Ghada dash. Gha, dha, dash. Jab, gada, dash. Are you following, guys? And then jabagada dash kha pha cha tha tha cha ta tav ka pai. Okay, that means what? Any consonant which is not a sibilant. Ha shall, right? Any consonant, it gives semi-vowels, semi-vowels also included. Any consonant which is not a sibilant, when you have that following, right? Then this rule says that the anuswara, okay, can be changed to parasavarna. I will explain you. Okay, the yai will remain as it is. Okay, let us do our magic. Okay, this is the sthani. This is your adesha. Adesha will be raised bracket. Para. Para means latter. What follows is para. Savarna means the adesha will be like what follows. Okay. Okay. So let us make it a statement. Okay. Whenever an anuswara is followed by a yai letter. It is replaced by the nasal of what follows. You follow understanding? Okay, I will give you example, then it will be clear. Okay, so suppose you have sham plus saha. The sham comes from shamu. Dhatu is shamu. Shamu becomes sham. The dhatu shamu is upashamme in the meaning of cessation. Cessation, like the activities they cease, right? Cessation. The meaning of upashama. That upashama, in that meaning, the sham dhatu is used. And you have something called sham plus taha. Or it could be tihi also, tin pratyaya. Okay, so sham plus taha. Right? Now, is this makara, padanta makara? No, because taha is a pratyaya. It is tas actually, but tas becomes taha. Okay, so that non padanta makara by the rule by that we know 8324, it will become what? Shaun taha. Okay, now this is an anuswara is followed by takara. You follow? Anuswara is followed by a takara. Anuswara is followed by takara. You can see that. Okay, if anuswara is followed by takara, then by the rule that we have just learned, Is takara a yai? Yes, takara is a yai letter. Then anuswara will become like the latter, savarna of the latter. What is the savarna of the takara? Ta, tha, da, dha, na. These are savarnas of the takara. Okay? But since anuswara is nasal, so the nasal savarna of takara is what? Na. So sham. Taha becomes shantaha, becomes what? Shantaha. You follow? Shantaha. Sham karoti. Iti sham karoti is sham karaha. Okay. Becomes, because it is a makara that is not at the end of the pada, and it is followed by a jal. Kakara is a jal. This is followed by a jal, it becomes an unto anuswara, sham karaha. Okay, now in Hindi and others, many other languages, they just leave it like this. Anuswara is okay. But in Sanskritam, whenever you have this anuswara in somewhere in the middle of the word, especially somewhere in the middle of the word, it becomes like the parasavarna. So sham karaha becomes shang. Now, what is the parasavarna? What is following the anuswara? Ka, kha, ga, ga, na. Ka is following. Right? So the anuswara, which is a nasal, you make it like the latter. The latter is a ka. So the ka varna nasal is na. So shankara. Okay. Now depending on the font, sometimes this will be written as na karaha. Okay. Na karaha. Or sometimes it will be written as what? As na followed down ka. Okay. Let me see if I have a pen here. No, I don't have a pen. Some of our friends had a pen the other day. Okay. So the question that is asked online, the word Sanskritam also. Okay. Sanskritam is not the good example. That's why I have not taken that. Okay. Because in Sanskritam something else happens. Okay, let's take the word Sanskritam. I'm sorry? Ganga? Can you repeat? Yeah, Ganga. Right? So Ganga. Ganga. Right? Ganga. So it is, let's say it is Ganga. I don't know how the origin is. Right? But we know it has a anuswara. Okay, that ga is a kaka ga ga ga, right? It will become as what? Ganga. This is correct. Okay, let us see some more examples. Okay. Ankit. An plus kit. An plus kit. So, ankit, the non-padanta nakara. Remember, this is all non-padanta. I'm not taking a padanta example. Okay. Raman, Raman vadati. Okay. This Raman vadati, okay. That nakara is a padanta nakara. Padanta nakara, nothing will happen. It has some other rules will apply. But padanta nakara doesn't become anuswara. Only padanta makara becomes anuswara. Okay, that is one thing. And nakara or makara, if it is non-padanta and if it is a jal is following, if a jal is following, the question that is asked is Sanskritam. In Sanskritam, the sakara that is following the anuswara is not a jal. So it's not a valid example. So that's why I'm not taking that up. But if a jal is following, only when a jal follows, right, the padanta nakara becomes anuswara. So ankit, okay, ankit, the nakara is followed with a jal. So it'll become what? Ankit. Right? Now that anuswara is followed with what? It's followed with kakara. So it'll become what? Ankit. Okay, two ways of writing this. Either na followed with ka, or sometimes na with a ka below it. Okay, those are all fonts. We don't look at fonts here. Okay, so kun thita. You see a difference, okay? Becomes what? Because nakara is followed with a jal, it becomes kun thita. Okay, now anuswara is followed with a yai. Yai, remember yai. So tha is a yai. When that tha is a yai, right? Ta, tha, da, dha, na. It becomes what? Kunkita.
Okay. Sabdamanjari is the example of it.
Is the Sabdamanjari has these examples?
Manjari.
You please look up. Okay. I don't remember Sabdamanjari having Sandhi examples. Hmm?
Okay.
There would be some words where it will be applicable, but I don't think so. Sabdamanjari is doing Sandhis. So the examples may not be there. Okay. So Kunthita. Oh. I'm giving you the examples. Hmm? Go ahead. What is your question, Amma? Can you repeat?
No, I'm not saying in Sabdamanjari. Sabdamanjari is Sabda itself.
Oh, yeah. That is good. Very nice. Okay. So the answer is Sabdamanjari. Okay. Shabda. Good. Very nice. Manjari. Okay. Sabdamanjari. That Padanta Nakara. Non-Padanta Nakara becomes what? Shabda Mau. Jari, Mau Jari. Okay. Now that Padanta, that Anuswara is followed by Ja. Cha cha ja ja nya. Becomes what? Shabda Manjari. Okay. It will become like the nasal of the other. Very good example. Thank you. Right in front of us, but we did not see it.
Thank you.
Okay, one more. Dam plus Taha. Shanto Danto, you must have heard, right? Shanto Danto Uparati Titikshuhu. Must have heard, right? Somewhere? Okay. Dam plus Taha. It comes from Dam. Okay. Dam. Shama Dama. That Dam. That Dam plus Taha becomes Dam plus Taha. Anuswara is followed by a ta. It will become like the other. Becomes what? Dantaha. Okay. gum phita. Okay, gum phita becomes gu phita, becomes again gum phita. Why? Because pa follows. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Become like the latter. Okay? You follow? Now this rule, where the anuswara becomes like latter, right? Remember that 8459 says, okay, let us type it, write it up in English. Whenever an anuswara, whenever, right? I'm going to put an asterisk here. Not whenever. Whenever an anuswara is followed by a yai letter, it is replaced by the nasal of what follows. Nasal of what follows means nasal of the latter. Okay? With these examples. Okay. 8459 is another Panini rule. What he says, you know, he says, if the anuswara is at the end of the pada, okay, is at the end of the pada, it can be changed to be similar, you know, savarna of what follows optionally. Follow? Okay, let us take an example. Tvam karoshi. Tvam karoshi. Okay, you do. Now, by rule of 8323, which is padanta makara, when followed with a hal, becomes an anuswara, right? Tvam karoshi. Okay. Now what happens is that anuswara is followed with what? Anuswara is followed with a jal. Sorry, anuswara is followed with a yai. When anuswara is followed with a yai, anuswara will become like the parasavarna. If ka is following, anuswara will become what? Ka, ka, ga, ga, na. Become what? Tvam karoshi. But optionally. Optionally means what? Tvam karoshi. Okay. Samvatsaraha. Okay. Sometimes the sam is also an upasarga. Sam. And when sam is an upasarga, you have to be careful. Upasarga is also a pada. It has the padatvam. Okay, so sam plus vatsaraha. Okay, no, before we go here, okay, let us take some other example. The other thing I want to tell you, right, is that in the letters that are there, Sanskritam letters, we talked about nasalization. Right? We talked about vowel nasalization. It's called anunasika. Vowel nasalization is called anunasika. Ukhanasika, vachanonunasikaha. The whenever you enunciate any letter, and while you're enunciating the letter, if the air that is coming out from the apparatus of the mouth as well as the apparatus of the nose, then the letter gets nasalized. You follow? These letters are called anunasika letters. Mukhanasika vachanonu nasikaha, mukhasahita nasikayoho uchariya manaha varnaha anunasika sanyasyat. Okay? So when a letter is enunciated with the both mouth as well as the nose, then letter is called anunasika. It's called nasalized letter. Okay? We know the vowels are nasalized. That's how we have the 18. Remember that 18? Udatta, anudatta, swarita, rasva, dirgha, pluta, as well as anunasika and ananunasika. Nasalized and non-nasalized. Remember that? The vowels are nasalized. Similarly, the semi-vowels, ya, va, la, they are also nasalized. Va, vakara, va, va. This is not vakara followed by akara followed, which is nasalized. Okay, this is actually the va, vakara itself is nasalized. Va. Okay. The lakara can also be nasalized in Sanskritam. Okay. And these three happen to be yai. So the example that follows is that if you have sam plus vatsaraha, sam plus vatsaraha, right, becomes sau vatsaraha. Because vakara is a hal, padanta makara will become anuswara, and anuswara will become like the latter. The nasal of the lakara, vakara is what? Nasalized vakara. So sauvatsaraha. Follow? Are you following? No, I lost you. Okay. So remember that the anuswara, if it's followed by a yai, it will become like the latter. We studied that part. Now here latter happens to be a va. If it is va, then you will become, the anuswara will become a nasalized va. Huh? This one? The first va is the anuswara becoming a nasalized va. And the second va is the vatsara va. So first this padanta makara will become like the anuswara. And then the anuswara will become like the vakara. You will see this in the language, okay? Let's see one more thing, okay? Danam plus yachati. This comes while chanting. This comes while chanting. While chanting, the it becomes like the latter. Danam plus yachati becomes danam, danau, yachati. It becomes danai yachati. Aham likhami. Aham likhami. Aham likhami. Aham. I'll say. I'll show you. Likhami. Aham. Aham likhami. Okay. So some. Samvatsaraha. Samvatsaraha. You see? Samvatsaraha. Samvatsaraha. Danam. Danam yachati. Danai yachati. Danai yachati. Aham likhami. Ahal likhami. Ahal likhami. Get it? It takes a value. It is optional anyway. So you may do it or may not do it. Yes. Very challenging, I understand. Okay. Ahal likhami. You don't see that in written form. You don't see that in written form. It is only this va. Va means chanting, it is done. You'll find that in many of the chantings, it is always done. No, it is mostly pronunciation. When it is at the end of the word, that optionality is only pronunciation. But sometimes for this yawala, right, it is, you may not see it. But if it is not yawala, if it is at the end of the pada, it is optional. You may do it, may not do it. Most books don't do it. Okay. But while saying, you always say it. Okay. You always say it like the latter. Okay. The anuswarasya yai parasavarnaha, you always say it like latter. Okay. Even though it's optional. But if it's inside a word, there's no optionality. You always have to do it. Anuswara, there's no anuswara inside a word. Inside the word, you always have to make it like latter. Okay. At the end of the word, there's optionality. So books won't have it, but you always do it when you say it. That's why you have to study. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. Okay, even slow a little just so that you get the thing. But I hope that you, any questions online?
I just have a question. In the Tritiya Valli, the first shloka, first mantra, the last line said, Tasmin Lokaha. Is that like?
Yes. Yes. Tasmin Lokaha, right?
Yeah.
There, it is a different rule. That's a different rule. That okay. Nakara becomes nasalized lakara. Tasmin Lokaha becomes Tasmin Lokaha. But there, it's a Padanta Nakara. So the Padanta Nakara cannot become an Anuswara. Okay. But there's a different rule. But you're right. Your observation is very good. And that observation is on a different rule. That rule we are not studying today. Because Padanta Nakara does not become an Anuswara.
Okay. Thank you.
This rules that we did today are only for Anuswara forming rules. And when Anuswara becomes like the latter. Like what follows.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sibilant. Yeah. Sibilant is sha, sha, sha. Those are sibilants. Ha also is sibilant. Sha, sha, sar, hal. Right? Sha, sa, sha, and ha. These are all called sibilants. So, yai means all the consonants except the sibilants. Yeah, that is what I was saying. Okay, go ahead, Parmar. What is your question?
Oh, sorry, no, thank you.
Okay, no worries.